I'd like to welcome everybody to our first chime-in call, official chime-in call for 2017. Today is February 1st, if you're, I guess, in the Western Hemisphere. And I'm Kelly Sullivan Walden, aka Dr. Dream, and one of the founders and creators and director of Chime In. And I'm so happy that we're starting. This is amazing. So we're still, it's just the beginning of the year. We've got, this is going to be more or less a check-in call. But for those of you who didn't join us last year, we always start every call with a little bit of an opportunity to get centered, just a meditation kind of a thing. So I'm just going to invite everybody to stop where they're at if they can, if you're not operating a motor vehicle. Some people will be listening. Hi, Mariah. Some people will be listening while they're driving or listening in an archive later. So just know that we're inviting you to close your eyes if you're not doing anything dangerous. All right, so take a big deep breath if you can. And allow yourself to just, with these breaths, let everything go. Allow every exhale to help you to remove, release, let go of any stress, any worry, any hurry, anything that you don't want to hold on to right now, anything that tells you that you're not good enough or that there's not enough time or that anything isn't enough. Just let that go right now. You can pick it up later if you want, or you can let it go now forever. So every exhale just helps you to let go and relax and release a little bit more so that with every brand new breath, you breathe in a sense of connection to your spirit, to your higher purpose, your reason for being here, that energy that inspires you. It's like imagine that you've been hiking up a mountain for a long time and you finally get to the peak of the mountain, you get to the summit, and all of a sudden you have that clear 360 view and you go, ah, and you take a big deep breath because everything suddenly is worth it. It's clear. You know that you're in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing, and just breathe in that wonderful point of view. And know that you can access that anytime. Even if you're at the bottom of the mountain, you can imagine that you're at the top and get this clarity. So let's bring in this clarity into this first chime-in call for 2017. Let's take in a breath of gratitude for the journey, even though this journey is just beginning. This part of the hero's journey is just getting started. We know that we are so lucky and so blessed to have an opportunity to commune with other people who want to make the world a better place and want to not just think about it, but do something about it, to be the change they wish to see in the world, for us to be the change we want to see in the world, and not just complain, but to really be that example. So with gratitude for this and so much more, I release this, we let it go, and come into this call. So with that, I want to just welcome you guys, and Mariah, you're up close and personal. Okay, so I want to just ask everybody who is live on this call to just say your name and a quality or a seed, as Jamila might say, or Stefan, Jamila's dad, a seed, a semilla of what you want to bring into this call today. So it can be a quality, it could be a thought. So let's start with you, Cameron.
My name is Cameron Johnson, and I would like to bring in the quality of love of self.
Mm.
And I don't mean to run, but my dog is barking consistently at something, so I will be right back.
Okay. We can't hear your dog, by the way, but it's probably distracting you. Okay. So, Jamila, what's the semilla that you would like to plant?
Bueno, hola. I'm Jamila, and I want to bring today the seed of motivation.
Motivation. Wonderful. I'll take it. And what about you, Mariah?
My name is Mariah Reyes, and
ooh, that's loud.
Oh, bring in self-care.
That's great. Thank you. And Benjamin, can you hear me? I just love that your name is on the screen. I know that you're hovering in our atmosphere, whether you can hear us or not. And I'm going to imagine that if Benjamin was bringing in a quality, it would be turning life into magical, colorful art, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on. And Nancy?
I want to bring connection.
Awesome. Connection. I'll have what all of you are having. I'll say ditto. And I'm Kelly. And the quality that I'm bringing is, I think, integration. Wanting to bring in all these parts of stuff and bring it in so it's all connected. So that's what I'm bringing in. All right. So I think I'm going to start with just a little tiny bit about the hero's journey. Actually, I'll give you a little rundown of the things that I want to talk about today and that I'd like you all to join me in talking about. We're going to talk about new youth ambassadors and how we go about recruiting some and inspiring some to join us. And then that process, one thing about how to make the most of mentors. Mariah, I love your nose. It's so cute. mentors. I want to talk about the radio show podcast. And projects, youth ambassador projects. If there's time, I want to talk about the possibility of India, but I don't think we'll talk about it unless Krishnam joins us. And and also know that the time of our calls will be a conversation, but maybe that'll be something that's offline. So I think that's it. And then we'll open it up to any other questions or things that you all want to bring in. But first, we'll start with the hero's journey. And Cam, will you also remind everybody to talk about the books that are required so that everybody can start on those? Great. Okay, so I'm going to give the little nutshell of the hero's journey. And Mariah, you've been a part of the hero's journey a lot, so you might be able to weigh in some on this as well. So there's a man named Joseph Campbell, and his book, A Hero with 1,000 Faces, is one of the required reading books. There's three. And he taught about this thing called the hero's journey. And it's actually been around probably since the days of cavemen, this concept, but he popularized it. And so much so that everybody's familiar with Star Wars, movie Star Wars? Yeah, I think so. Okay. So George Lucas, the original director of the Star Wars movies, when the first one was, when he knew he was getting in the process of making it, he actually hired Joseph Campbell to consult with him to make sure that Luke Skywalker followed the 12 stages of the hero's journey, because he knew that if he hit every one of those 12 stages, that the audience would feel that complete experience of going from ordinary to extraordinary. Because there's something, Joseph Campbell says, that touches when we see somebody do this, go from ordinary to extraordinary, and we hit all these stages that I'll outline in a minute, that there's something inside of all of us that resonates with that, because it kind of is like a map of what is essential, like of who we all are, what we're all capable of, and how we all are operating. And so when we see somebody doing that on a screen, we get so excited and we resonate. So if you're a writer, it's really a lot of screenwriting courses teach the hero's journey to make sure that you always hit these 12 stages, because then it's like this complete experience. If you leave any of them out, then it's like people are left. Have you ever seen a movie where, oh my goodness, is this Kimberly? Yeah. Wow, that's an interesting audio. It sounds like Darth
it's
Vader.
Benjamin.
What's up, you guys?
Oh my God, Benjamin calling in from India, and Kat calling in from the UK, and Kimberly from Canada. We've got Janila in Colombia, and Nancy in the middle of the U.S., Cam on the East Coast of the U.S., and I'm representing the West Coast.
West Coast.
So for those of you who didn't hear, it's all being recorded. So Benjamin, do you want to say anything while we've got some reception on you? How are you doing?
Oh, goodness, yes. Well, I'm upstairs right now, and there's 37 young kids that are battling with HIV downstairs, and they are the cutest, most adorable, amazing kids. And so in about 15, 20 minutes, I promised I would go teach them an art class before they go to sleep. And I really tried every technological tool to just touch base and say hello and send some love to all you beautiful people. And I'm really happy to be here and really happy to hear all of you and know that we're all chimed in from all over the world. And there's just a lot of amazing things going on here. So I heard that there was an interest in doing a project in India, and there's several locations that we could talk about later that kids that are basically outcasted from society that are so thirsty for like a hug or a song or a, you know, just a smile. And I'm really happy to be here from last week being, you know, totally set up with crazy hotels and room service and painting on like the biggest mural of the state of this part of India. And that was really nice. But then it's so nice to be back in a really cozy environment, this little orphanage, living with the kids and, you know, going back to the roots and really having my heart tugged on every single day here and painting on this new orphanage that is being built. It's almost finished for 100 boys with HIV or have lost their parents from it. And so they're about to move in 1 month, and they're going to enter in with 3 brand new murals welcoming them and painting with some of the kids here on the walls. So when they move in, they already feel like it's a home and safe and inspiring. So I'm just really honored to be here and also to be on the call with you guys.
Thank you, Benjamin. I asked at the beginning what quality you bring, or like what semilla, what seed you'd like to plant for this call and this, you know, kind of the beginning of Chime In. Is there a word or two that describes what you'd like to bring?
Innocence.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're on the call, and I hope that you and Krishnam can talk and find your own time to talk. I know Krishnam wants to help us get, he really wants us to go to India, and I told him that it's up to him to like put it together and make it work. So he's on it. And I think you being there might be able to be a really great grounding force to help that come into being. So I hope that that'll kind of, I hope that that'll happen. It would be really fun to go. That'd be our project in December or whenever that is. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And thank you.
Awesome. Kat, how are you, honey?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, really, just feel a bit shit. Oh, sorry, I've just swore. I feel a bit, sorry. I feel a bit, rubbish today. I don't know. I feel a bit there. But I'm good, thank you. I may be moving my laptop around to be coming a journey with me in 2 outdoors if I get, I'm at work currently, so, and I'm in like a little breakout room.
Okay. What quality are you, would you like to bring?
I was really nervous. I was going to not come to the call today because I'm scared I'm going to be a bit of an energy vampire. And I don't want to be at all. So I suppose I'm going to be quite contemplation. That's my quality. I feel like I'm really have no qualities to bring today at all. I really don't. So I'm going to just not take any of your qualities away. So my qualities.
You know what?
Just going to learn from you. I'm so sorry.
You know what, Kat? What I love, to me, the quality that you bring is suiting up and showing up anyway, because part of the hero's journey is most of it is not yippee, skippy, woohoo. It's the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that you show up anyway. You come as you are and you did that real. Mm-hmm. And I love you.
Yes.
And I appreciate that you just got yourself here. And I want everybody to listen to that. You don't have to just show up on these calls when you feel 100% and you're sparkling and you're radiant and everything is roses. No, you show up anyway because you said you're going to. In fact, I really, you know, as we're starting a new year, every year we want to up level where we've been and change and improve. And I really would like one of the themes to be, let's under promise over deliver this year. Let's only take on what you think you can, but when you say that you're going to do something, just do it. Just get yourself there. Even if you feel like, as Kat said, shit, you know, get there. And I will be the same. I will show up and I'll feel like shit sometimes. And it's early for me. I feel a little bit like, and you know, it's like, here we are. And it's a miracle. I think when we actually do get to feel 100%, and every once in a while, you're going to feel that way. And there's room for that too. There's room for the highs, there's room for the lows and everything in between. So thank you.
Thank you.
Kimberly.
Hi.
So for those of you who haven't met Kimberly yet, she's one of our mentors and she lives in Canada, but she's quite an international soul. She's traveled all over the world and she is basically the United Nations all within one beautiful woman. So Kimberly, how are you and what quality would you like to bring today?
I'm well, thank you. I'm currently here in Ottawa and just booked my ticket for LA, planning to come back in April. So I'd really love to reconnect with you.
For sure.
And I can also relate. Had some road bumps in the last few months, but you know, getting through it and trying to stay positive and just being able to reconnect with my family has been able to just be one of the biggest blessings for me in the last few months. I haven't really been able to spend much time with them over the last few years. So just connecting and just kind of getting back to, you know, my roots has been a huge blessing for me. So today I'd like to bring, and I try to revisit this quite often, is just the empathy, just that feeling of empathy, and that theme has been really important for me as of recent. So yeah, I'd like to bring that today to the table.
Thank you. This is one thing I love about being able to see each other. I feel like, you know, we're all across the world and it's in an ideal world, we'd all be in person every week or every time we do one of these calls. But this is a little bit closer to that. When we do get in person, so what's amazing is that I think everybody shows up a little bit differently in person. Everybody is so, it's like, oh, we all just, there's so much more that we bring when we're in person. So I think it's exciting to know that you're all here. And I know, having gotten to meet all of you in person, how amazing you are. And I don't know, I'm just excited that you're here. There's so much I could say, and I'm not going to just keep blabbering on, but thank you for bringing what you've got. And on a parallel plane, I wish we had so much time to unpack everything that everybody's going through so that we could all hear about the whole process. And what I invite you to do is to use these calls this is like a touch base. It's like a check-in. I guess I should be embarrassed about this, but when I was in high school, I was a cheerleader. And I use the pep rally metaphor a lot. Like, in a way, this is kind of like the pep rally where we just touch base. But really, what the main bulk of the program, it happens when you're on the field on your own, like when you're not with us. So this is the time to just kind of touch base. But if there's a deeper conversation that you want to have with me or with anybody else. Everybody here, I think the depth of the program happens when we're not on this call, like in between the calls, when people really get to know each other or talk. So everybody can use that with me. And I know mentors like Kimberly is here and Benjamin as somebody that you can drop into if you need some extra support. Also, there's a new mentor who's on our website now. And Cam, maybe you can bring him up if you want to share the screen while he's
sure.
Joe Gagnon. He was the last guest on our radio show last year, and he's the ultra marathoner that we're going to be having our kind of our first event with on April 15th in LA. Everybody is invited to come and be a part of that event live if you can, or virtually. And he was a university president. He travels the world literally more than anybody I've ever known, and he is the
kind of interrupt. He's not on the site.
He's not. It was yesterday under Who We Are. Scroll down and look under Advisory Board. He's on the
Advisory Board.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
So
sorry.
That's okay. So he's the guy to reach out to if you feel like you need a shot in the arm to like get motivated. Like if you're feeling like you're not motivated and you need something to just get a new mindset, he will, if he's at all available, he will totally be there for you guys. That's what he's promised. So that's him. And anyway, I just wanted you to know that there's really cool people that we're bringing on. And also Nancy Telzero, our new kind of logistics person who we're secretly calling our logistics juicy logistics goddess. She's also great for getting pumped up and staying on track. Okay, so can you bring us back to the full screen so we can all see each other more? I'm gonna resume with just a little bit of the hero's journey and where we're and what we're at. There's 12 stages in the hero's journey.
And then don't forget the books.
Yes, thank you. There's 12 stages in the hero's journey, and there's 12 months in a year. And this program is going to take place over the course of this year. So we thought we would at least acknowledge each stage one per. Oh, and Kat is a mentor as well. Kat, you're not just a youth ambassador. You're also a mentor this year, which is very exciting.
Yay.
So we can, and the mentors, you know, it's not like mentors have to be perfect and always, you know, have it all together and the youth ambassadors can fall apart. No, we are all in the same boat together and we all bring wisdom and we all bring vulnerability and we should just bring it all and be authentic about it. Anyway, stage one of the hero's journey is called the ordinary world. And if you think back to the very first Star Wars, Luke Skywalker starts in the ordinary world. He's on a farm. Janina is on a farm. You know, it's kind of something
a finca,
not a farma. A finca.
No.
I learned that. Yeah.
We all learned that word in the hard way.
Yeah. So when you think about the stage one, the ordinary world, it's about getting all the ordinary stuff together, preparing for a journey, getting like the, where am I going? What am I doing? Who am I traveling with? So it doesn't seem all that exciting and special in the very beginning. It's kind of like you relate to yourself as just kind of, here I am. I'm doing what I normally do. Life is kind of normal. At some point very soon, it changes. It's not normal anymore. But this is the stage to get grounded. This is the stage to kind of get yourself together. And I'll just say a word or two about each of the stages so you know what to look forward to. So you know what's ahead of you. So the next stage is getting the call to adventure. And in some ways, all the 12 stages of the hero's journey, they don't happen perfectly linearly. We'll speak about them as if they are linear, but really sometimes they overlap and they go out of order. So there's the call to adventure. And this could be about going to India. It could be about your own personal project. It could be about something new that's calling you. It could be literally a phone call. Someone says, hey, I want you to come to the UN and give a speech. Ah, what? So some kind of a call. The next stage after that is the refusal of the call, which seems strange. Why would we even talk about that? Because heroes shouldn't refuse anything. No, the refusal of the call is a very important stage because it addresses the resistance that we all feel to something heroic. Benjamin, we can see you. Oh my God, that's so great. Yay. Woo, woo, woo. Yay. So feel free to kick in while I'm going through this, Benjamin. Even though I'm doing my best to just kind of do this little piece here. So it's natural, normal to have resistance. Kat, I'm sure you felt resistance to even getting on this call today because it wasn't like, but you did it anyway. So that's awesome. So notice that resistance might be a constant companion for you. I like to think of it as a part of the journey that you embrace, that you make room for. And it's okay. It doesn't run the journey, but it's part of it with you, and you make friends with resistance. You make room and you make friends with the shadow. It's going to come along, and the more you resist it, the more it persists. Okay, then the next stage is you get a mentor. You find somebody, or they find you, kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars or Yoda. You find somebody who's been there, done that, who knows a few steps ahead of you and who can support you. And you've got lots of mentors here on this call, and you've also, and the other youth ambassadors are mentors. There may be somebody that you want to reach out to and say, you know what, I'm embarking, this year is going to be extraordinary, I need extra coaching, would you help me? If you're up to something big, there is not a mentor on the planet that will refuse you. Every mentor wants to, it gives them juice to inspire somebody who needs them. So reach out and find a mentor, if not, you know, maybe multiple mentors, at least one as you go. And then we cross the threshold. We go from ordinary to extraordinary. This is when things flip upside down. This is when things get a little wonky. And some of you might already be experiencing that. Yay. This is when you cross the threshold. It's not easy to cross that threshold. There's some kind of a difficulty, usually some kind of a challenge or a riddle. You then meet tests, allies, enemies. That means that you're going to meet people that are going to support you. Like everyone on this call is supportive of you being extraordinary. There's people in your life that might be like, no, 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 hold it back. Don't set yourself up for failure. Don't do that. You're going to meet people or things or situations that are going to be difficult. Expect that and build room in for that. Just because there's resistance or a quote unquote enemy doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be doing something great. Benjamin, have you ever had a rough day in your life along the path of you doing the great work that you do? Has it always been just peaches, roses, rainbows, and unicorns?
The difficult days are the biggest blessings, and we usually figure it out afterwards. But it's amazing because when a difficult moment shows up, you get those butterflies and you're like, what's going to happen? And you get to a moment where you start just feeling internal like happiness, even if you're bawling with tears, because you know that when you get to the other side of it, you're going to discover something that you never knew existed and be that much higher in our elevation and in our like frequency. It's a really amazing gift, but it's difficult when it happens. It's like laying on your back and you're like, well, I'm either going to die now or I need to like get back on my feet and I'm going to take every lesson that I've learned along the way, you know, pick up that, that empathy, not only for others, but for myself and make shit happen.
Yes. I think shit's one of the key words today. Make shit happen even if you're feeling like shit. And know that it's deepening your empathy. And what kind of a leader would we be if there was no empathy? Yikes, that would be kind of scary. I remember Oprah Winfrey said something about there's always going to be challenges in life, but if you're on the path to doing something extraordinary, then the challenges are quality challenges. So the path of the hero's journey is a path of challenging yourself, doing something that's noble. People think if you start off on a noble path that it's going to be great and it's going to be perfect. And no, it's not. It's going to be challenges, but they're going to be high quality challenges. And then, so test, allies, enemies, and there's a belly of the whale. Usually that's a dark night of the soul. Wow, doesn't this seem like fun, this hero's journey? The dark night of the soul is an amazing time when you really strip away everything that isn't real and you get down to the most essential about what really matters. And usually it's a quiet time. It's a time where you go internal. And a lot of us in this world, we think when we're external, that's when everything is great. And we don't value those moments when everything goes away and you just have to be with yourself. The belly of the whale teaches you how to be with that. Cameron Johnson.
I don't mean to cut you off here, but I do have to step out.
So. Okay. So go forth and multiply. And Nancy.
Don't multiply
not,
yet.
Not that way. That. I mean, go forth and multiply the blessings of your heart and not
necessarily. Clarity.
But thank you for clarifying. My God.
That's why I'm the juicy logistics goddess.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay, Kia, we love you. Thank you.
Bye, everybody else. I'll catch you all later. It was good to see you all.
Okay. So, all right. So test, allies, enemies, belly of the whale. And then there's an ordeal, a big challenge. And then you get the reward. And then you get the payoff. And usually that payoff is in the form of some kind of wisdom, some kind of learning, some kind of new thing. And then you look back and you say, wow, I wouldn't trade this whole journey for anything because it brought me to here. It's like how diamonds are formed. And I always call Mariah Diamond Krishnam. Yay.
Hi. Yay.
Diamonds are formed out of a lot of pressure and a lot of heat on the coal. It turns a coal, piece of coal, into a diamond because of that pressure. So you become exponentially valuable. And then it's about the journey home. It's about taking this blessing, this thing that you've learned, and how to figure out how to connect the dots with the people back home. And there's challenges and struggles in that, but eventually you come home with the elixir. And that to me is where you become the blessing. You don't just have a blessing. You don't just have wisdom, and you don't have to go around proselytizing, but you become kind of an emblem of wisdom or of transformation. So your very presence does the work. You don't even, it becomes easy. You don't have to do too much. You just get to show up and people go, oh, I'm so inspired. And you're like, I didn't even do anything. And you're inspirational just by showing up. So Kat, even if it's a bad day, just by showing up, you're inspiring. Yeah. Krishnam, welcome.
Hi.
Is there a quality of being that you want to embody for the remainder of this call?
Sorry, I was sleeping. I just woke up.
That's honest. That's honest. Okay.
Yeah.
He's bringing it to his real also.
He's bringing it real. He's showing up. Okay. So here's the few things that I wanted to share with you guys. And Mariah, maybe you can be somebody who takes charge on this. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about the requirements to be a youth ambassador, like what's required of a youth ambassador. And I think all of that is up now on our website. And if anybody has any other suggestions, please make them. But I think at this point, we're all pretty set with the requirements to become a youth ambassador. And then once a youth ambassador, what's expected of you. Does anybody want to say anything about that right now? Do you guys feel like that's a pretty good, or do you want to have that be something that you look at after we get off the call? Kat, I know you had you were part of this conversation earlier.
But you sent it around by email, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I emailed back and it was all fine for me, all the requirements.
Great. That was what I heard back from everybody that got back to me, was that they look good. So that means that we're at this exciting moment. Go ahead, Krishnam.
I think Priyanka had a question, but she's at school right now, so yeah. I can answer her question. So
yeah. So I want to circle back to that, but I think we're set to start going about the process of bringing in some youth ambassadors and looking for them. So Mariah, I know that you have stepped up to be our social media correspondent, kind of captain, and then you're gonna be in charge of other social media people. And I think our first agenda item for that is to put the word out that we are open for submissions for applications for new youth ambassadors, which is really
okay.
Is there anything that you want to say about that, or even about what you're doing with being a social media correspondent with that program, and if there's any support that you need?
I'm actually in the process of getting
getting to see like who would be interested in becoming a social media correspondent. So I'm just asking like around, and all the youth ambassadors and mentors are welcome to join as well. All that is required. Well, I haven't finished the guide expectations yet, but I'm planning to send that out soon. But if you're interested, just send me an email with your picture and bio and answer like a couple questions that I would like send you.
Why not to answer? Why not tell us what the purpose of it is? I mean, I think we can all kind of figure it out, but do you?
Okay. So the purpose of the social media correspondent program is really just to get just to make sure that our youth ambassadors are like heard. If you guys are doing anything in your community, we want to make sure that we get to spread the word for you, and we get to provide support if you need help with not really advertising, but well, yeah, advertising promotion. Or like, you know, getting like the word out if you're having any like events in your area or something like that. So we would have like a social media correspondent assist you, like or you would assist like the social media correspondents that's like assigned to you, or if you have a specific social media correspondent you want to work with, they'll go ahead and like reach out to you. But
yeah. I want to just add something to this. So for Jamila and actually for Krishnam, if there's anybody that you hang out with that thinks what you're doing is really cool and would like to be a part of it somehow, and you're the youth ambassador, so they're not really going to be a youth ambassador, but you could say, hey, one way you could get involved is by being a part of our social media team. And because you know them, they could be kind of like your partner in what you're doing to help make sure that it's kind of like being a social ghost. You know how sometimes if you're doing something, it's hard to be doing social media while you're the one painting or while you're the one teaching or you're the one running the marathon, but somebody who's supporting you could be posting stuff about what you're doing to help fan the flames of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So ideally, every youth ambassador would have at least one social media correspondent person that they check in with regularly that's going to help.
Yes.
So in the meantime, Mariah, by our next call, do you think you can have that together so that we can roll and maybe even start? I would say start even now putting the word out about new youth ambassadors and posting that on our Facebook pages and all of that. Does that seem
okay? Yeah, so, I definitely.
And for everybody who's on this call or who's going to listen in the archive, if there's anybody that you know that you think would make a great youth ambassador, like Kat recommended somebody who she thinks is great, and we've been in touch.
And I think Benjamin did too.
Oh, I haven't seen that. That was a while ago, or was that recent?
Just recent. He said there was somebody there in India who he thought would be amazing to an addition. So
wonderful.
And that's a great location for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could chime in for a second, this girl, she's like 21, and she set up a program to put over 5,000 children from slums through school, like through their entire education, and just really remarkable story. And she's still in college herself. And I promised the kids that I was going to go be a kid with them and teach them how to draw facial expressions and have some fun right about now before their bedtime. So
perfect.
I'm going to go. Yeah. But,
okay.
Just it's so good. Kelly, huge love. It, Nancy, like I miss our conversations in Colombia. Janila, please.
Welcome, Janila.
My love, your family. Incredible, Janila is here. Like, tan increíble que nosotros necesitamos hablar mucho más. And Kat, it's been a long time since I've seen your face. It's a blessing, and I hope you take that energy and you just give it a spin, like in that little like quarter machine, you know, when you're doing your laundry, and you just get shot out with so much power, like you always have, you know. And Krishnam, I think I'm going to meet your mom in a couple of days in Delhi. And yeah, and Kimberly, it's great to hear that you got your plane ticket back to LA and that you got some good time with your family. And so just to everybody, you know, I'm really, really grateful to be juiced up by your beautiful energies and have a great, great talk.
I'll tell all the kids that we love them, hug them for us. And please tell the young woman that you were talking about to go to the website and fill out, like, look at what it takes to be a youth ambassador and to start the process. She sounds perfect. Mm-hmm. Mwah, big hug to you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Benjamin.
So much love. Ciao.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao. Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to minimize the screen. All right. So other agenda items. There we go.
Did you make through all the steps of the hero's journey? Did you do that?
I did. And we come home and become the elixir. So I think, what's another thing? Oh, I want to do an official welcome to Janila. She's our newest youth ambassador from Colombia. Janila, is there anything that you'd like to say to the group besides?
First, I'm really happy to meet the rest of the group. And like I said, so Masit was motivation. And in this moment, I'm motivated to continue. So I really now just be happy to listen to you and the plans and everything, and that everything's gonna be fine, that we all will learn really much and help. So I know. So thank you for that.
I'm excited to have Janila here beyond just the very fact that she's here. But if we are talking about India, we were saying that compost toilets would be a great fit there, and she has a very strong connection to that. So how exciting is that?
Right. Yeah. So, Krishnam, I know that you're the one that put the idea out, since you're a youth ambassador from India.
Yeah.
So it'd be great for you to just keep connecting the dots and keep us posted between Janila and what she knows how to do, and if there's a fit for that, if there's a desire for that somewhere, so that we can all be a part of a project. And then with Benjamin and your mom, how is that going, by the way? Is there anything you want to say on that?
Yeah, sure. I can tell you guys what the plan is, sort of, well, kind of idea has developed. So I've talked to Leanne already, and she's really on board about this. So it's really cool. And so basically we have a few NGOs that we're thinking to collaborate with. So like basically what we did in Viracocha is like we had a partnership. So we're creating like a partnership again. And then it's mostly going to be like there's three of them in North India. And there's also this one that Dana told me about, this Buddhist monk. I talked to Dana last night. And he told me about that one. He might
get Lama Tenzin.
Yeah. And then also the one Benjamin just said. So we have much options. So what Leanne and I are going to do is that we're going to write a project proposal and be very focused on what we want to do. And if you really want to bring Stefan and Janila, obviously will come and bring the concept of composted toilets, we would have to incorporate their knowledge into our project proposal. But that's something I'll talk to Janila about later. But yeah.
That's great. So I'm glad you're moving forward on that. That's excellent. Okay. So one other thing, this is just kind of my little list that I wanted to bring up here. We, on the website, and Nancy, I don't know, is that easy for you to pull up the website to do a screen share? Actually, I think I can do it. Here it is. Oh, wow. There. Not so hard. I love it when I do things that are techie. I'm so impressed with myself right now. I just need you to know that. You
absolutely should be.
So these are the three.
Tiara, my God.
I need a tiara. So these three books, can you see these? The Inevitable, Joseph Campbell's Hero with a Thousand Faces, and then A Fuller View. I highly recommend that you get these books, because we're gonna discuss them over the course of the year, and maybe sooner rather than later. And we picked these books because they really feel, all of them, to be books that support the process that we're in, and that would give us some depth an insight and even kind of a shared philosophy. The guy that wrote A Fuller View, he's somebody who is a student of Buckminster Fuller. And Buckminster Fuller is somebody who, when people at the UN talk about the Millennium Goals, now Sustainable Development Goals, a lot of the ideas that the UN uses as their like main focal point comes from Buckminster Fuller. So he's kind of like the granddaddy of futurism and a way that the planet could work, a world that works for everyone. And these are, it's a bunch of essays that kind of give you a point of view about him. Joseph Campbell's Hero with a Thousand Faces touches on the hero's journey, so you can have some, a little bit more depth there. And then Kevin Kelly, this book called The Inevitable, Dana and I kept hearing about it. We finally got it, and it's really amazing. And it's mostly about technology in the future. This guy has predicted themes over time that it's like kind of tipping point themes, and we as mentors supporting the leaders of tomorrow, meaning you guys, really want you to have some of this information in your back pocket, because I think it will serve you. If not, you know, this isn't like us saying this is our religion, you must follow this, but I think these are some thoughts that will be incredibly insightful to you. Also, projects. So this ends up being kind of a big part of what happens during the year. One of the purposes on this call is to just kind of give you a fuller view, a look into what the year is going to be like. At the end of the year, we have our project, and we're looking at possibly India being that place where we do our project. In the midpoint, in April 15th, there's going to be a project happening in LA that everybody can be a part of. And Krishnam, you're going to be the bridge person, the point person between that project, right? You said you're going to work with Dana on that. So maybe on our next call, you can give us an update on how that's going and what we can all know about that.
just before you continue, can I just say something?
Yeah, please.
So I did have a talk with Dana yesterday, and what we're going to do is that me and him are going to work on a movie about a trip in Guatemala and Colombia, because I have a lot of footage from Colombia. So she had a ceremony with, you weren't there with the ceremony with the rocks, but it was very like spiritual ceremony. And I have all of that on my camera. So I'm going to do something with that with Dana, and we're going to make kind of like a, I don't know, maybe like not a long one, like a 10-minute video, kind of take the best parts of Colombia and then show that this place is amazing. You should go next time we go, or whatever it is, like something like that. And then we could put it on the website.
Great.
Then, yeah.
Great. And then also, you're gonna be like our bridge guy between India and here, and like getting that together, and also the bridge guy between, we're just gonna call you Mr. Bridge. You're also the bridge between this and the project that's happening, the Six Continent Challenge on April 15th. So give us updates on those things every time we have a call, if that would be. So the other thing that you all can kind of have in your back pocket is the project idea. So Janila, I think we talked about this a little bit when we were in Colombia, but each youth ambassador and every mentor too, myself included, we all take on doing something in the year personally in our own community, or it can be, it's not restricted to where you live geographically, but we like it to have some kind of connection to where you are. You do that stretches you, that is an opportunity for you to kind of flex your leadership muscles, that makes a difference in your life. So, you know, for example, one of the things that I'm going to do, I believe, and I've already kind of started the process, is back in Guatemala, I'm gonna get people to help sponsor the kids in Manuel Colon Argueta, the first area that we built houses in, to help some of these kids get to school. So I'm putting together a fund for people from the U.S. so that they can help these kids get to school. So to me, this is a new project that I haven't done before, and I'm gonna be working on this over the course of the year. Your project, Krishna, might be how just getting us to India. I mean, that's kind of project enough. Kimberly, I know that you've got your website and your project that you've been working on. I mean, this could be an opportunity to have there be an accountability structure for that? And Kat, I'm not sure what yours will be. I know that you're always up to really great things, but this is, and I know you did some, you did a lot of stuff a couple years ago. Do you want to say anything about the project, about what that was like for you, or what it taught you, or how it stretched you, Kat, since you got to do that?
Can I just be a bit quiet today? I'm sorry.
Oh, you absolutely can. Absolutely. What about you, Mariah? Is there anything that you'd like to share on that note? I'm putting you on the spot as my dog is barking. And
I have a question. Well, I have a question about India. What part would we be like visiting?
So I think mostly we're going to be visiting kind of like northern, actually very close to where, it's either where Benjamin would be, which is Rajasthan, which is like very deserty area, high humidity, or we'd be more in the mountains. Like I went there last summer, and it was like more in the mountains. Like it's really nice there, and it'll be nice in the summer too. So it really depends on which NGO we end up, you know, partnering with, and which ones are willing to let us come up with our ideas, like a composable toilet, and you know, having Stefan come, like allowing professional, like a Stefan to come to his our country, their country.
So which NGO is willing to partner with us there? You mean, or
exactly because like okay. I have right now like three NGOs, and then the Buddhist monk that. Temple that Dana told me, and then also a place that, so we have five places right now, and through those five places we had to write proposals for each of them and then send it to them and see if they want to work with us.
That sounds great. Do you know, I'm just kind of curious to see like what each NGO kind of focuses on, because I think that would be great to know, just in the sense where we could see what kind of project we could focus on. But
sure.
Do you want to be a part of this conversation with Krishnam as he's putting it together? Do you want to be included? Because if you want to, if this is an area of interest of yours, Maya, Krishnam, I'm
putting
you out, but maybe you can use some.
Kelly, what I can do is I can send a mass email about each NGO.
You know what? I think I would prefer that you, there be like a committee. I'm trying to delegate. Here.
Oh sure. Yeah.
That's all. That'll be my project, is delegating, because I really want to delegate as much as possible. So maybe for anybody who wants to be on the team with Krishnam organizing that, reach out to him or let him know right now, and then Krishnam, you put that together with them so that eventually, once you know who, what, where, when, you present it to us. And if there's and if it comes down to it's between these two, then maybe present that to us as well. We can weigh in or chime in at that point.
I would love to be a part of it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I can send you my email. I don't know if there's a way to text you.
You guys already have each other's.
Oh, emails. Okay. Yeah. So just send me an email, and then I'll put you part of a group at the end. Yep.
Perfect.
Guys, I'm going to have to go. I'm so sorry, because I've got work.
We're signing off right now anyway.
Okay,
so
great.
Thank you so much, Kat, for joining us, for jumping in. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
That anybody else wants to say or add or ask before we wrap up until our call in 2 weeks on the third Saturday of the month at 12 o'clock Pacific. And I don't know what that relates to. Is anything else anybody wants to bring up? So then, Nancy, did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered it.
Awesome. All right. So
Sarah, I'm quite proud of you.
Thank you. So I think the only thing that I would really...
Oh, you mentioned the radio show. That was one thing.
Yeah, but that's something that I think Cam and Mariah are going to work on together. So if this time, you know, and maybe Krishnam and Kimberly, Janila, you guys can... be in the loop on this. I want to, because this is new in the year, I want to experiment with the times for our calls to make sure that they work for as many of us as possible. So Krishnam, since you're going to be talking to Priyanka, I'd love for her to chime in on if this isn't a time that works for her to suggest some times that do. And Cameron and Nancy are going to be like kind of helping to identify that. So if anybody wants to weigh in, chime in on what time you'd rather meet, so that it can be a more optimum time for you. Please communicate that to Nancy and Cameron. Okay, so, and Kimberly, is there anything you want to say? Is there anything else? Didn't get to have too much today, but.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to connect with you probably more one-on-one, just so we can catch up. I have some ideas, and also just would love to connect with you a little bit more. So I'll probably send you an email later today, and maybe we can set up a time.
Do you want to have a few minutes when we're done with this call, when we finish the recording? Do you want to?
Yeah, sure,
okay,
sure.
Cool. So as soon as we're done, just stay on.
Okay.
All right, so let's close out our call, and we do it with our funny little thing that's kind of cute. So point at yourself and say, I am the change.
I am the change.
I am the change.
Point out there and say, you are the change.
You are the change.
Point all around and say, we are the change.
We are the change.
And now go be the change.
Now go be the change.
Thank you for joining this call today. So we'll see you in a couple weeks. And go forth and multiply the spirit that you're in and the blessings that you have. Thank you for clarifying that, Nancy. All right. Bye, guys. Everybody.
Bye.
Gracias.
Adios. Adios.